I want you to listen. Almost 200 years ago, there was a young preacher by the name of Robert Murray McChaney who lived in Scotland. He was born in 1813, died in 1843, right before his 30th birthday. In his short 30-year span, Robert Murray McChaney read the Bible through over 100 times. It has been said that one day he told a discouraged minister, "Listen, go on, dear brother. Only an inch of time remains, and then eternity ages roll on forever. Only an inch of time on which we can stand and preach the way of salvation to a perishing world." We need to realize three things this morning. Number one, time is a gift from God. Number two, listen real close, young people, teenagers, don't miss this. What we do with our time will determine what we do with our lives. What we do with our time will determine what we do with our lives. Don't waste time. And number three, what we do with our time can be a gift back to God. The Bible has a lot to say about time. The word time is mentioned 563 times in the Word of God, and the word times, plural, is mentioned 142 times in the Word of God. Time is mentioned more in the Bible than what heaven or hell is mentioned. Time is a very important subject. It's not going to be long, and you young folks are going to be graduating from high school. It's not going to be long, and we're going to see new babies born into this church and into this world. Ariana is actually on her way to the hospital now to be induced. And so you pray for her if you would please. A lot could be said about time, but I want to summarize just four quick things. And then we're going to go home and you can go ahead and change your clocks, all right? Number one, I want you to realize if we would summarize all those verses in the Bible about time, we would understand this. Number one, time is short for all of us. Time is short for all of us. It just seemed like the other day, I was just a teenager. Sometimes I feel like a teenager. And then other days, I don't feel like a teenager at all. But time is short for us all. The Bible says in James chapter number 4 and verse number 14 that time is brief. "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away." It's like steam that rises up over top of a tea kettle. And as soon as it goes up, it disappears. And that's what our life is like. Job said in Job 14 and verse number 1, "Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble." Number one, we should understand that life is short for us all, and life is very brief. And the next thing we need to understand is we should take as much time and we ought to redeem it. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 16, "Redeeming the time because the days are evil." The word, that idea has the idea of buying up as much time as we can. Time is slipping away for all of us. It won't be long and I'll be 60 years old. Who would have ever thunk that, huh? 60 years old. Some of you can smile because you're not far behind me. But we should buy as much time up as possible. Colossians 4, 5 says, "Walk in wisdom towards them that are without." Redeeming the time. Let's use as much time as we can for the glory of God. And let's be like John the Baptist. When he saw Jesus, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." We ought to buy up as much time as possible. You know, there is so much that's going on in our world that is just nothing more than a waster of time. Our society has introduced things like video games and movies and all of these things that just nothing more than wastes our time. And we ought to be in the business of redeeming our time. And then I want you to notice also, and as we think about life is short for all, if life is short, then we ought to be seeking the Lord while He may be found. We ought to be calling upon the Lord while He is near. And young people, listen to me. If you haven't trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, don't let the opportunity slip away from you. You need to remember, only an inch of time remains and then eternity. Let's not waste time. I want you to notice the second thing about time. Number one, time is short for us all. Number two, we all have an appointed time, and then we must face God. We all have an appointed time here on earth. I don't know what your appointed time is. For Methuselah, it was 969 years old. That's pretty old. And yet I've done funerals and been to funerals where it was just a baby. It's hard to go to a funeral home and see a little casket there about this long. There's something not right about that. But God has got an appointed time for all of us. And I don't know what my appointment day is, and Douglas doesn't know what his appointment day is, and George doesn't know what his appointment day is, and listen, Kelly doesn't know what her appointment day is, but we all need to be ready for our appointment whenever that takes place. Amen? Amen. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews chapter number 9 and verse number 27. God has an appointment for us all, and we need to be ready for that appointment whenever it may come. David said this in the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 20 and verse number 30, "But truly as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death." Just a step between me and death. We have an appointment. The Apostle Paul said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." We all have an appointment, and then we must face God. We all have an appointment, and we must face God. There was a little boy that went to his mother and asked his mom, he says, "Mom, how old do you have to be in order to die?" And she thought for a moment, and she says, "Well," she says, "I want you to go down, just down the road, there's a cemetery. And I want you to get down there and look at the tombstones and you can figure it out." And so the little boy went down to the cemetery and he read, "Born on such and such date, died on such and such date." He read some people that lived real long life and then some that lived a very short life. And the boy came back home all kind of perplexed. And mom says, "Well, what'd you learn?" And he says, "Well, mom, people die at all ages." She says, "That's right. And whenever you die, you need to be ready to meet God." The Apostle Paul put it this way, "So then every one of us must give an account of himself to God." We all have an appointment, and it must be kept, and it will be kept. Whether you want it to be kept or not, it will be kept. Remember, only an inch of time remains, and then eternity rolls on. The third thing I want you to notice this morning is this. Not only time is short, not only do we all have an appointed time, but number three, we must discern the times in which we are living. I must discern the times of my life. More than likely, I have more days behind me than I have in front of me. 59 years old, soon to be 60. Now, I'm not saying I couldn't live to 120. I could. And personally, I'd like to live to 120 just to aggravate some of you folks. Amen? But don't worry. I decided when I turn 95, I'm going into evangelism. So, you know, you can get a new pastor. And I told Marie Skidmore, I said, "Now, when I retire and I start evangelism, I said, I want you to make sure that you bake me the cake as for a send-off." She started laughing. Anyway, we must discern the signs of the times. Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, verse 56, "Ye hypocrites," talking to the scribes and Pharisees, "you discern the face of the sky and of the earth. But how is it that ye do not discern this time?" We look at what's going on around the world. We see the chaos in our society, in our political system, and the upheaval that's taking place. We see all the nations over in the Middle East that are just ready to bust out into war. We think, what in the world is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Everything is getting lined up for the Antichrist. And everything is getting lined up for the end time, 7-year tribulation period and the battle of Armageddon. We must discern the signs of the time. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 1, "This know also, in the last days perilous times shall come." I grew up in a day and an age when, as a 6-year-old boy, we could pedal our bike through the country and pedal it 5 miles and go play Little League baseball and pedal it back. There is no way I'd let a 6-year-old child do that nowadays, because we live in perilous times. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 3, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." The last days are going to be perilous times. The last days are going to be a time full of false teachers. We have that today. Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 3, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For all things continue as they were since the beginning. For this they are willingly ignorant." Hey, everything's just keep on going on. No, it hasn't. Matter of fact, you can look at the world around us and you can see that things have changed. And things are about ready to change again. We must discern the signs of the times. Listen, we are on the precipice of a new heaven and a new earth. But before that happens, there is going to be a 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. There is going to be a tribulation period. And before that is going to be the rapture of the redeemed. We need to discern the signs of the times. Are you ready for the Lord to come back? And finally, I want you to consider this. There is coming a day when time will be no more. You won't have to worry about time change Sunday. You won't have to worry about and figure out, well, do I set my clocks ahead or I set them back? What is the preacher doing this year? Somebody put on Facebook, they said, "Preacher, I wish everybody had grace time." And I put back on Facebook, "Don't worry, we're going national next year." Amen. But listen, there's going to come a time when we don't have to worry about time anymore. You don't have to worry about setting clocks. You won't have to worry about, am I going to be too late or am I going to be too early? There is coming a time when time will be no more. Matter of fact, it says in Revelation chapter number 10 and verse number 6, there is coming a day when the Bible says that there should be time no longer. And I want you to turn to Revelation chapter number 22. Look at verse number 11. And I'm going to close with this verse. You say, close already? Yes. Look what it says in Revelation chapter number 22. Now, in the context of this passage, the rapture has already taken place, Revelation chapter 4. The judgment seat of Christ, Revelation 4 and 5, has already taken place. The 7-year tribulation period, Revelation chapter 6 through Revelation chapter number 19, has already taken place. The great white throne judgment has taken place, Revelation chapter number 20, verse number 11 through verse number 15. A new heaven and a new earth, Revelation chapter number 21. And as the new heaven and a new earth is unfolded and revealed, God reveals to John in Revelation 22 and in verse number 11, he says this, "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still." You say, well, what does that mean, preacher? It means this. However you go into eternity, that's how you will remain in eternity forever. If you enter into eternity lost, you are going to remain in eternity lost forever and ever and ever. If you go into eternity saved, you're going to go into eternity forever and ever and ever. Hey, listen. Do you hear that? How are you going to go into eternity? Are you going to go into eternity saved, or are you going to go into eternity lost? Because however you enter into eternity, that's how you are going to remain. And we need to understand today that each and every one of us need to be a good steward of time. Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Teenagers, listen to me. What I have to say is more important than what's going on. And I want you to understand, there's only an inch of time remaining. Only an inch of time remaining, and then eternity rolls on forever. How are you going to enter eternity? If you were to enter eternity the way you are right now, and that's how you'd stay throughout eternity, is that what you'd want? If you're lost, that's not what you want. This morning, the Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. It says in Proverbs chapter 27, verse number 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. The only opportunity that we have to be saved is right now, because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And time is slipping away for all of us. Let's bow our heads, please. With every head bowed and every eye closed, how are you going to enter into eternity? Saved or lost? Make sure you end up on the right side of eternity. Make sure you end up on the right side of eternity. What should it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what should a man give in exchange for his soul? If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, may I remind you what Robert Murray McChaney said. Only an inch of time remains, and then eternity rolls on forever. May God help us to use our time wisely and for the glory of God. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, in just a moment, we're going to stand, we're going to sing a verse of invitation, and we invite you to come and trust Christ today. There's no greater time than the present. Let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, Lord, I do pray that you'd help us today. Help each and every one of us to realize that we are to be good stewards of the time that you've given us. I pray, Lord, for your blessing. I pray, Lord, for your help. And Lord, I pray for the salvation of those that are here that may not know thee as their Savior. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to realize that we are on the precipice of something new and something that's going to be eternal. And Lord, help us to get in on the right side of eternity before the opportunity escapes us. We ask and pray, Lord, now that you would just bless in a great way. Have your hand upon each and every one. We ask it all in Jesus' name. With every head bowed and every